This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As a veteran of two of the biggest California earthquakes in our lifetime, Loma Prieta, 1989, and Northridge, 1993, I deliver the following with some interest. A long-planned early warning system for earthquakes along the West Coast is nearing completion, but President Trump's proposed budget would cut all federal funding for it. Now, as Congress digs into the budget, there are Republicans and Democrats fighting to save the program and get the system running before something happens. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
An earthquake warning system is a bunch of sensors spread throughout a region. When seismic waves trigger some, they send a signal to others further away. People could get a few seconds' notice, enough time to take cover or pull over. Thomas Heaton is an engineering seismologist at Caltech who's worked on this idea since 1985. After a big push in the past decade, the system is finally in beta testing.
It's running right here in my office.
He pulls up a sample earthquake scenario to show me what it's like. Remember, this is only a test.
Earthquake, earthquake. Moderate shaking expected in 6 seconds. Earthquake, earthquake.
Heaton says full rollout along the West Coast would take about 1,200 sensors. They've got about 800, half of which are in Southern California. Limited public rollout has been planned for next year, but that depends on continued federal funding. The U.S. Geological Survey gets about $10 million for the program. That's wiped out under President Trump's proposed budget.
If it goes through, there will not be an early warning system. I'm pretty confident about that.
Los Angeles has actually spent millions of dollars on its own to install its warning system sensors. Jeff Gorell is deputy mayor for public safety. He says the city is willing to do more.
We're going to raise our own money and try to get this done, even if the federal government doesn't help.
But L.A. can't fund the full estimated cost, $16 million a year, to cover California and the whole Pacific Northwest. Lucy Jones recently retired from the USGS, where she helped get the early warning system going. She says earthquake warnings need to come from the federal government. Research centers don't want to own the system.
The universities have uniformly said, we don't want the liability of releasing these messages.
The federal cuts are getting pushback from Congress. A House subcommittee voted last week to keep funding at current levels. California Republican Ken Calvert chairs the committee.
It's one of those rare moments we have a bipartisan agreement. We're moving ahead.
Ahead are more votes in the House and Senate. What actually shakes out of the budget approval process is anyone's guess. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.